Yes, indeed. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,056. Jerry F. Danz and Sally L. Danz seek a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Hudson Street Extended in the Creek Falls Farm subdivision off of Hudson Road. The 911 address is 403 Hudson Street Extended, Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 235, map 22, parcel 551. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a 1.8-foot variance from the 15-foot side requirement for a detached garage that is over 600 square feet in size.
You need to be sworn in, then, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Deborah Galanis, and I'm the attorney.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a witness with you?
I do not.
Okay. Because we'll need somebody to affirm your testimony.
Yeah, you gotta have somebody to affirm it. And no one.
Unless you have personal knowledge of everything.
Or a letter to that effect, something.
I do not. I have personal knowledge of the property.
If you have personal knowledge, anything you can testify to as far as personal knowledge, we can take that. The other option would be we could have you present your present your application. We could hear who's here for and against, and then hold the record open for you to submit an affidavit.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done that in the past. It's been a
while,
but we've
done
that.
So. Sure. That's
okay.
Fine. We can do that.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
So my name is Debbie Golonsky. I am an attorney with Baird Mandalas Brockstead here in Lewis. And I am seeking a variance from the current code regarding the side setback of the property. Side setback currently is 15 feet. We are seeking a variance for the setback to be or to allow a pole barn to go past the setback. This is a little unique of a situation because my client, the applicant, did have the pole barn placed, and they did seek a permit with the county, and the county did issue a CO back in 2006. My client, the applicant, is now was attempting to sell the property, actually did sell the property with this encumbrance on it, is when we discovered the issue with the pole barn sitting 1.6 to 1.8 feet over the side setback. We do not wish to tear down the pole barn. The new buyers want the pole barn. So we are simply seeking that the pole barn be permitted to go past those the side setback and allow the CO that was issued to remain in place. Again, my clients did cause the pole barn to be erected. It was not done with any kind of malice. It was definitely done intentionally. They built it to the specifications of the permit that was in place at that point in time. Leaving it there will not hinder the property in any way. It will not create any kind of disturbance with the neighbors or disturbance in the value of the properties. The pole barn has already been there for 12 years. And actually not granting the variance from the side setback will place a burden on the current owners, as that was part of the reason that they sought the purchase of this property. And I was able to find actually a copy of the CO that was issued, and I believe the date on this is 11/14/2006. The signatures are quite faint, but as you can see that I gave Ms. Walls, the CO was issued, and I do have copies of the permit information, and that shows that the permit was completed, so that obviously the county did come out and inspect it at some point.
I have a question. The people that
had the garage erected, they had a contractor. They didn't actually build it themselves, correct?
Correct.
So they had a contractor lay that building out.
Yes, ma'am.
So they didn't actually cause this themselves. It was the contractor they used.
The contractor, yeah. When I say they caused it to be built, it's right. They paid for it.
Okay.
But you also said earlier that the applicant did do the placement.
Yeah, they had it placed there.
But the contractor
I know that they selected where it would be placed.
Okay, so they decided where to place it, and then they got the permit.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not convinced you meet standards 2 and 3, so you want to give it another shot. No, they're not numbered, so you have to need to convince us that it can't otherwise be developed and it wasn't created by your applicant.
Yep.
Well, I guess the question would be, was it created by the applicant? And my client, the applicant, created the existence of the pole barn. They didn't actually physically build it.
But you testified earlier that they did tell them where to... obtained the permit and told the contractor where to put it.
If I may.
Correct.
The standard is that the exceptional practical difficulty has to be created by some unique physical characteristic to the property or some condition thereof. And that's the issue that I know that I saw when I reviewed the application, where it basically is an admission to that. So the question, I think maybe Mr. Mills, and I apologize for stepping on your toes,
no.
But I think the question that Mr. Mills may have is that what is unique about this situation, this property, that has created the exceptional practical difficulty? Because we've got to meet all 5 standards. This isn't a balancing test, and that's one of the things that we have to look at. So, and the second one is that it cannot otherwise be developed. So, we have looks almost like a square lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's one of the things. Is there a well? Is there a septic? Is there some unique physical characteristic? Is there a topography or what have you there that perhaps you could give us some insight into.
And that if
you don't know that information and you want us to leave the record open after we hear things and for you to have the opportunity to come back with the applicant.
That's what I was just going to say, is that as far as any kind of stormwater, septic, anything such as that, I am not aware of that. I think I know, but I'm not going to mislead you all here, and that's where I can get further information for you, but at this point, again, I think I know, but I don't want to.
Understood.
State without certainty.
Understood. We appreciate that.
Somebody buying this now?
We are in the process of attempting to go to settlement.
And that's when it's got caught.
Yes, sir.
With the settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but these people are the one you're representing. Put the pole barn there.
Yes. Yes. After. Getting a permit and then getting it CO'd.
And so 2006, you put it there?
Correct.
Is there a reason?
In June of 2006.
Is there a reason the buyer didn't apply?
I represent, no. Okay. The buyer didn't apply because...
That's what I didn't know.
That's okay. Y'all don't need to know. I don't have any other questions.
The buyer obviously has a vested interest in the outcome.
No further questions.
Sure.
I have nothing further at this point, Mr. Chairman.
Already?
Do you rather come back and leave it open?
I think that's what she said.
Is that what you wanted to do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I would, sir.
Call first, but
obviously,
Mr. Chairman.
I'm going to call first.
See if there's anybody here for or against. We should give them an opportunity to be heard, too.
Already? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we table it for another meeting, leaving the record open.
Okay.
Well, we're going to leave the hearing open.
Yeah, if we table it.
Table.
Yeah, I'd say just
leave it open.
To leave the record open, put it on the agenda for the next meeting, which I believe is on the 11th.
Yeah, December 11th.
So.
And that would be to allow further testimony from the owners.
From the owners that come in.
Yeah. Or a representative.
Oh, yeah, representative, somebody.
I think it's just another hearing, so somebody for or against one of the...
Sure.
If I may just add, at that point in time, we may have already gone to settlement on this, so it may be the applicant and the current. Then you'll have everyone.
Well, whomever is going to be here that can put their hand on that Bible and swear or affirm that they're going to give us testimony, that's what we're looking for.
Absolutely.
So. Perfect.
All right, thank you.
Do I have a second to this motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears, second by Mr. Mills, that we leave case number 12,056 open until our next regular meeting, which will be on December the 11th. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mears?
Aye.
Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Galloway, so by vote of 5-0, case number 12,056 is left open. Okay.
Thank you.
Next case, please.